Father, thank you for 3 hours in your presence, and thank you for all the things we have seen so far. Bless your word today and let nobody leave here the same. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Very, very quickly, we are looking at the dividends of positive character, part two. Godly character, upright character. And this is the second part of the message. We started in the first service. Psalm 24, verse 3 all the way to verse 5. It says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He said, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Our objective this morning is to understand the prophet of positive character, uprightness, godliness. What does it profit? What does it profit? We saw earlier on in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and in chapter 4 and in verse 8, it says that godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and the life which is to come. Godliness is profitable. Uprightness is profitable. Righteousness is profitable. We saw the profit of godliness in the life of Queen Esther. We saw the profit of godliness in the life of David. And we have a lot of the dividends. We looked at five of them in the first service. What does it profit? What do I gain to live right? Number one, the presence of God. It belongs to those who are godly. You feel God around them. The presence of God. Number two, the boldness of faith. You are bold. You are audacious. You have the capacity to believe God for anything. The boldness of faith. Number three, the anointing of God. I said earlier on that the anointing gives you capacity to fulfill purpose. When you are anointed, you are empowered to fulfill the purpose of God for your life. Number four is the glory of God. That dimension of distinction you are meant to operate in. That which makes you different and unique among men. That glory of God, it belongs to those who live upright, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. We come short of glory because of our righteousness. Number five is divine preservation. We looked at all of this in the first service. And if you want to get more detail, please listen to the message online or pick up the DVD. Now, going to the next five in this service, number one for the service and number six generally, is the favor of God. The favor of God. Godly character attracts favor. Psalm 5 and in verse 12, it says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will you compass him as with a shield. Godliness activates favor. Was it Proverbs chapter 16 verse 8 or 9, where it says, when a man's ways pleases the Lord, I believe it was verse 9, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Identify that scripture and bring it out. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. That is favor. When you live in that realm,
where your life brings faith, brings pleasure to God. 16:7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. We saw favor in the life of Joseph. Genesis 39 and in verse 21. The Lord was with Joseph, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor. He gave him favor. Joseph, who refused to compromise with his brethren, with Potiphar's wife, God gave him favor. Favor was the portion of David. What about Daniel? In Daniel chapter 1, verse 8 and in verse 9, the Bible said, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the priest of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. For that purpose God brought Daniel into favor. Now God brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the priest of the eunuchs. As Daniel refused to defile himself, God brought Daniel into favor. Esther chapter 2 verse 15. We saw favor on the life of Queen Esther as Esther decided to behave herself with contentment and not with greed. She obtained favor. If you are trusting God for favor, you don't get it by crookedness. You get it by righteousness. You get it by uprightness. Please God with your life, and God will place favor upon your life. Please God with your life, and he will place favor upon your life. That was number one, favor from God. Number two is answered prayer. Answered prayer, the guarantee of answered prayer. The guarantee of answered prayer is the privilege of one with godly character. Godly character is a foundation for answered prayer. Answered prayer. James chapter 5 verse 16. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. A righteous man's prayer has power. A righteous man's prayer has answers. A righteous man's prayer is dynamic. Answered prayer, the guarantee of answered prayer. In the book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 to 2, it said, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. He said, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins hid his face from you. So God can hear, God can answer, but when character is bad, he will not hear you. Psalm 66 and in verse 18, he said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. The Lord will not hear me if my life is not right with him. But he will hear me if my life is right with him. The guarantee of answered prayer is the privilege, is the preserve of those who walk in positive character and they walk in uprightness. Look at what Samuel said to Israel in 1 Samuel chapter 12 and in verse 3 to verse 5. 1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 3 to verse 5. He said, behold, here am I, witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Whose ass have I taken? Who have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Out of whose hand have I received bribe to blind my eyes? And I will restore it back to you. And they said, you have not defrauded us. You have not defrauded us. You have not. When he said that, by verse 16, he said, all right, since you say, I have not defrauded any of you, now I'm going to ask God for something. I'm going to ask God to make rain to fall during this dry season. If it happens, then you know that you have offended God. And he did that. Is this not wheat harvest? I will call on the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, that you may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord in asking you a king. And then, so Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. Before Samuel could make such a demand, he established that he had not wronged them. He established that they could not have any finger to point at him. And as a result of that, his answer to prayer was guaranteed. I pray for mercy for everyone who has anything that is hindering your prayers. May God open it up for you, and may you receive the grace to obtain mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. It's the guarantee of answered prayer. Number three is the power of God. The power of God for the supernatural. The power power of God for this manifest, the power of God for the supernatural. Or you put it as the supernatural power of God, the supernatural power of God. What are we talking about? The supernatural power of God that makes us to experience miracles, signs and wonders. It belongs to those with positive and godly character. Micah chapter 3 and in verse 8, he said, but I am full of power. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. I am standing on the platform of uprightness, and because of that I am full of power. Because of that I am full of power. Because of that I am full of power. In the book of Romans chapter 1 and in verse 4, look at what the Bible said. Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. He was declared to be the Son of God with power. He couldn't have been declared with power if there was no Spirit of holiness. He was declared the Son of God with power. I see somebody stepping into power today. If you are that one, you say a louder amen. If you are the one, you shout the loudest amen. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 5, the Bible says Jesus was at all points tempted. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15, he was at all points tempted. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Tempted all round without sin. So God gave him the power without measure. See, John chapter 3 verse 34. John 3, 34. The Bible said, 34. John 3, 3, 4. For whom God has sent, speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. God gave him the Spirit. He gave him the power without measure. All right? He was tempted without sin, so he received power without measure. Immeasurable power. The supernatural power of God can be activated as we walk in godly character. That was number three. Number four is the blessing of God. The blessing of God. The blessing of God is the preserve of those with godly character. We read it already, Psalm 5 verse 12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. If you stop there, it makes sense. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. The righteous is qualified for the blessing. Righteousness equals blessedness. Crookedness equals wretchedness. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Psalm 24 and in verse 5. See what he said. Psalm 24 verse 4 and 5. He that has clean hands and a pure heart and has not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully, that person shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Hallelujah. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. That man is blessed. He's not standing in the way of sinners. He's not sitting with the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Beloved, the way of uprightness is the way of the blessing. Don't let anybody deceive you to become crooked. Crooked in financial deals and crooked in life, and think that is the way. You look at the life of Job in Job chapter 1 and in verse 1. The Bible said there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. He was perfect and upright. He was one that feared God and eschewed evil. And then there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Now look at verse 3. And this man, his substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. He was upright. He eschewed evil. He feared God. And God catapulted him to greatness. There are people sitting here. People may think you are wasting your time. They may be mocking you for being so strict and being so upright. But in a short time to come, I announce to you, God is taking you to your high places and making you a star in your generation. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I connect with the blessedness of righteousness today. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise. Finally, it is victory over the adversary. Godly character, uprightness, gives you victory over the adversary. The enemy is helpless, is completely helpless against those on whose life he has no claim. Hear what I say. Satan the devil is helpless against those lives, against those people on whose lives he has no claim. John chapter 14 verse 30. Jesus said, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and he has nothing in me. He has nothing in me. The devil is looking for something, but he can find nothing with me. So he's helpless against me. And when he found something on Joshua the high priest, in Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1 to verse 4, he stood to resist Joshua. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked the old Satan, even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem rebuked you. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, and he stood before the angel. That filthy garment brought Satan's resistance. How many of you know that Joshua is the Hebrew for Yeshua, which is Jesus? Joshua is Yehoshua. That's the same Hebrew translated for Yeshua, Greek for Jesus. So it's like seeing two Jesuses. One was clothed with a filthy garment in the Old Testament. His name was Joshua. Satan fought him. Another one in the New Testament, no garment on him. He said he has no place in me. Two. You know, these people are always two in the Bible. There is Jonathan and there's another Jonathan. There are two Jonathans. Jonathan, the son of Saul, who was a covenant friend. All right, that was Jonadab. And then Jonadab, the one who advised Ammon to rape his sister. Am I communicating at all? And then Phinehas was two. There was one Phinehas, the son of Aaron, who offered the wrong sacrifice, and the fire of God burnt him. There was another Phinehas that carried the javelin and stopped the wrath of God. And God gave him peace forever. So most times there are two people like that. One positive, one negative. Do you understand? This Joshua wore a filthy garment. Satan resisted him. This other Yeshua stood, and the devil could find nothing in him. I announce to you today, from this moment forward, by the speakings of the blood of Jesus, every claim of hell on your life is dropped. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Any area where the devil is looking for what to hold against you, receive victory over that area. Receive victory in that area in the name of Jesus. And so we have mentioned 5 things in this second service that we stand to experience: the favor of God, the guarantee of answered prayer, supernatural power of God, the blessing of God, and victory over the adversary. Our counsel and conclusion is the same. Number 1,
godly character affects man's welfare on the earth and destiny in eternity. How you live, your character affects how you live in this world and where you end after this life. How you live in this life and where you end after this life, both of them are affected by character. Godly character affects man's welfare on the earth and destiny in eternity. Secondly, in order not to end life's journey in eternal flames of hell, in the eternal flames of hell, godliness is mandatory. Revelation chapter 21 and in verse 27. Revelation 21, 27. It said, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever walketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. They which are written in the Lamb's book of life. The grace not to miss it at the end be released upon you in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father. Say, Father, I have come before you today to receive the grace to live for you, to do your will, to fulfill your purpose. In the name of Jesus. Can we stand up on our feet 1 minute? We have some prayer points. I'll just run through them because of time. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Lift your hands and pray after me. Say, Father, I come before you today. I receive the grace, to walk in and maintain godly character in the name of Jesus. Pray for the next 30 seconds. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You want today to mark a new day in your life. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. In Jesus' name.